This news update's being brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust. Community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. An Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. Well, the 158th Huron County Fair will be different next year. The 2026 fair will now be on August 9th to August 15th. The changes because Carnival Company, the fair board had used for several years, wasn't available for the coming year. That left Huron County Fair Board without any entertainment for the annual event that's normally conducted during the first week in August. Having to change the date means the Huron County Fair will be competing with Sanilac County Fair, which will also run from August 8th to August 15th. Hopes are the Huron County Fair will be able to return to its normally scheduled time in 2027. And before any actual drain work can be started, there are several steps that have to be done. Tuscola County Drain Commissioner Dara Hood sent notices to landowners who are adjacent to the White Drain to inform them the work on the drain has been requested. A drain board of determination meeting will be conducted at 6 p.m. Monday the 24th at Kingston Township Hall. The meeting is to gather information for and against the drain project to determine if the proposed drain work should be done or not. Regarding work to be done, it was reported Tuscola County Road Commission has reviewed and rated the township's non-paved and hard-paved surface roads. The review showed that only a few roads will need to have work done in 2026, so there'll be some money left over to address asphalt roads in 2027. It was also reported the Road Commission will begin brush cutting the areas that sprayed earlier this year. During the meeting, Planning Commission Chair Ray Alatello presented the new fence ordinance along with the new land division and combination ordinance, which were both approved by the board. Bipartisan lawmakers in Michigan have introduced new legislation designed to protect residents from aggressive medical debt collection and ensure fair treatment under state law. Representatives Angelina Regas and Lori Pahotsky, along with Senators Sarah Anthony and Jonathan Lindsay, are collaborating on a package of bills targeting predatory practices and excessive fees that can push families into financial hardship. If passed, the measures would tighten rules on the sale of medical debt, require refunds for overpayments within 60 days, and add consumer protections to help shield Michiganders from bankruptcy and credit damage. The proposed bills are currently awaiting a vote in Senate, with both legislative chambers set to reconvene in December. And we'll return right after this.
Since 1895, we've been more than just a bank. We've been your neighbor. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we're locally owned, locally involved, and locally invested in the communities we serve. Hi, I'm Noelle Turrell from Thumb Bank and Trust, Kaysville Branch. From sponsoring Little League teams to supporting local businesses, we believe in serving our local community. Because here, relationships aren't built on transactions, they're built on trust. We provide convenient banking services, whether you prefer to stop in and see us or visit our online banking solutions at www.thumb.bank. We offer personal, business, and agribusiness loan and deposit solutions. We're the bank large enough to serve you, but just the right size to care about your specific needs. Our community bankers are here to help you, whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or saving for the future. Because when you grow, our whole community grows stronger. Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Experience the difference a local community bank can make.
Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462-637. Loans are subject to credit approval. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with one obituary today. John Carl Leiprant Age 100 of Southgate, formerly a pigeon, peacefully passed away November 22nd on Saturday. He was born May 10th, 1925 in Pigeon, Michigan, and married Mary Mitten on March 3rd, 1951. He is survived by his daughters Esther, Karen, and Patty, his grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren. A funeral service for John will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, November 29th at Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Visitation will take place at the funeral home from 11 a.m. until time of service. Memorials may be made to the Gideon's International or Hayes United Methodist Church. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon, and you can share your memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com.
Black Friday deals are going on now at Ashley and Bad Axe. That's right, Black Friday deals are going on at Ashley and Bad Axe. For a limited time, you can save hundreds of dollars on over 12 hot buys throughout the store. Now's your chance to save big on hot buy recliners, hot buy sofas, hot buy sectionals, power recliners, and many more throughout the store. Plus, save up to 30% off store-wide during the Ashley Black Friday sale. Are you short on seating for the holidays? You need to hurry in to Ashley and Bad Axe. Select recliners or buy one, get one free. That's right, free. Don't wait to update your space when now's the time to save big. Plus, during the Ashley Black Friday sale, you can save up to 50% off on accessories too. In the Sleep Gallery, save up to $900 when you purchase a Beautyrest Black Mattress and Adjustable Base Set. Add the finishing touches to any room with up to 50% off accessories during the Ashley Black Friday sale as well. Give the gift of comfort and style to your friends and family members this holiday season with the Ashley Christmas gift certificates available too. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing is available. See Ashley and Bad Axe for details. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated and open 7 days a week.
This is Tarna Whiskey from Ashley and Bad Axe. From bunk beds to lift chairs and adjustable bases, we have something for every stage of life. Shop Ashley and Bad Axe today.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we're back with more news. The debate over TikTok's future in the United States has intensified, with senior senators demanding that the former President Trump respond to questions about his administration's proposed divestiture plan. The lawmakers are particularly concerned with national security implications of foreign ownership and privacy risk imposed to the millions of American users who rely on social media platforms for entertainment and activism. And China has officially extended its 30-day visa-free policy for Australians and nationals from 44 other countries until the end of 2026 in an effort to revitalize tourism and business relations. The move is expected to significantly boost Australia's university recruitment, the travel sector, and bilateral ties, although certain limitations remain for longer-term stays and work permits. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
ThumbNet.net, your ultimate destination for staying in the loop about all the exciting events and happenings around the Thumb region. Discover a vibrant community calendar that's just a click away. From festivals to fundraisers, concerts to workshops, ThumbNet.net has it all covered. Don't miss out on the action. Visit ThumbNet.net's community calendar and make sure you're always in touch with what's trending in your area. Join the ThumbNet.net community calendar and never miss a moment. ThumbNet.net, your guide to the Thumb.
And that's been your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.